This morning, HPR's Noe Tanigawa joins us to talk about what happens to a community of fragile families when it gets hit during this health and economic crisis. Good morning, Noe.
And good to talk with you, Catherine. It's been a great show today.
So you've been spending time out in the West Side.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how many of us, you know, even think about the West Side when we wake up in the mornings and, you know, just realize how different the climate is, how different the way of life is out there. And, you know, even before the COVID pandemic hit, the West Side of Oahu had a different kind of lifestyle going on. According to Aloha United Way figures, 24% of people on that coast were in poverty before the pandemic, and that's more than twice the state average. Our state average is 11%. Before COVID, almost 40% of people on that Waianae coast were food insecure, according to Alicia Higa. And she's the director of health promotion and community wellness there at the Waianae Coast Comprehensive Health Center. And people call it the comp out there. It's the emphasis on comprehensive because they really do it all. It's healthcare services to housing, employment counseling. I mean, what they do is fill in the gaps over there. And it was cool because Alicia gave me an example. Look, we all know that when the education department closed some of their meal distribution sites, we know when that happened. She says many keiki up in the valleys or with their families on the beach there on the Waianae coast lost access. So she and her staff of six used their neighborhood contacts, other parts of the comp team pitched in to track down all the kids. And they've provided over 120,000 meals to keiki kupuna this way just by going into the valleys and beaches wherever they have to. She says, it really takes creativity, teamwork, will, and she says they also pray.
It still is a lot of work, and there's still not enough food, there's still not enough resources, there's still not enough staff and people to be able to accommodate all the needs of our community right now. One of the things that our community struggles with is that, you know, I think a lot of the organizations in town, they're able to just focus on one piece of the problem. Whereas in Waianae, we're not close to all these other organizations, and we really have to be the problem solvers and figure out how to piece things together because we're one organization having to do the job and roles of what people in town, they're able to use many organizations to tackle those problems. Here out in Waianae, we have to kind of just figure it out and make things work because it's needed.
Yeah, I mean, yes, Alicia Higa there, and that's kind of the Molokai attitude, right? Right here on Oahu, a town feels kind of remote to people out there, Catherine.
Yeah, you know, if folks don't go out there often, you don't see them, you don't think about, you know, that community. I fortunately go out there to swim, and, you know, I see Waianae Comp up there, and it is a rock. It really anchors that community.
It is the major social service provider on that entire coast. I mean, in the area of food alone, they distribute Hawaii Food Bank provisions to about 5,000 people a month. And tomorrow, they've got 1,500 families signed up for a food giveaway. They're totally prepared for this because they've figured out that the sign-up before is the way that it's organized enough for kupuna and everybody to participate. You know, we've had those huge food donations at Aloha Stadium in central Oahu, but outlying communities said they need this. So last week out in Windward, 1,000 families got their additional food. But, you know, they had openings in their giveaway up until that day. Out in Waianae, they were filled up within hours. They have a waiting list now for the meals that are going to be available tomorrow. The need is really clear.
Okay, well, I'm sure there's going to be long lines of cars. I'll have to make that note if I go out in that neighborhood. There's going to be a traffic jam.
Yeah, the pickup is going to be at Waianae Mall. And Lena Alakanana, Director of Community Health Services there at the comp, says they ask all of the people they serve, it's 2,500 clients at least since this pandemic began, they ask them, what is your number one concern? And they say food. After that, it's rent or mortgage and utilities. And thanks to Aloha United Way funding, they've got this COVID-19 rent and utility assistance program. And Kanana says this is a lifeline.
I would say majority of what we are seeing is probably in the 30 to 50 age range. We're talking about people who have been in the workforce for 10, 15 years and are now like caught by surprise. They range from construction workers, dental hygienists, hairdressers, people in the tourism industry, in the airline industry. I mean, all walks of life.
These are our essential people. And this rent and utility assistance program is available statewide, by the way. Funds are available now. It's the CRUA, COVID-19 Rent and Utility Assistance Program. So it's distributed by county, so you can access that. The moratorium on evictions, by the way, has been extended to the end of August. But nobody is going to breathe easy because Kanana says now it's been 3-4 months. Employers could be forced to start dropping health coverage, and that's what they're looking at now. Now, Alicia Higa says the huge burgeoning of need in her community has been so tough to witness.
Through the food distributions, the first couple were really hard for us because we had a lot of people in that age group that Lena just described, between 30 and 50, who were so embarrassed to have to come through a line for food. They've never been in a situation where they couldn't provide for their families. And I get emotional thinking about it because we had grown men in our lines. Just, they felt like they needed to explain why they were there, and their eyes were tearing and they were so embarrassed. But, you know, they had this obligation to their family to make sure that they had food, and so they would get in line. And we do have other people in our community who are used to coming in and getting food. But for the most part, we're seeing a lot more families who have never been in this situation where they had to ask for food.
Waianae Coast Comprehensive Health Center, they double the value of their SNAP, you know, the food stamp assistance, when you're buying local produce. Also, when you're buying eggs or local meat and all of that at their farmer's market. And that farmer's market is going to be happening tomorrow too, Catherine, okay, at Waianae Mall.
All right. So that's where folks need to go if they need a hand with food. But thanks so much, Noe.
Sure. Thank you.
We've been chatting with Noe Tanigawa. She's been checking up on the needs of the Waianae Coast. Find her story online at hawaiipublicradio.org.